Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy and I'm a careers consultant here in DCU Careers Service. As part of our spotlight on the virtual recruitment fair this year, we're meeting a number of employers and they are sharing with us, you know, more details about their company, about the roles they have, and generally unpack and get little deeper insights and help you with your applications. So today we're meeting two representatives from Vertees. The first one is Anne Alavery, and she's a data analytics specialist, and she's also the graduate officer for Vertees. And joining her is Grace McGuire, who is a HR manager with HR Duo, who are Vertees's HR partners. So both you're both very welcome to the show, and thank you so much. Anne, I'm going to start off with yourself. Anne, can you tell us a little bit about Vertees and what it does?
Yes, thanks very much, Siobhan. So Vertees was established back in 2010, and we are an information management company specializing in end-to-end Oracle solutions. We provide consulting services on the full Oracle stack. Our specialisms include business analytics, big data, data integration, database engineer systems, and Oracle cloud solutions. We are also here to assist and accelerate ongoing Oracle solutions. We provide expert advice, end-to-end implementation, teams, and assist in providing specific training needs. We also offer managed services where we can provide support, maintenance, and hosting services. We cater to SMEs and enterprises.
Anne, are you there?
As an Oracle Platinum partner, our depth of understanding has aligned to our breadth of experience in delivering projects on Oracle solutions, and this enables us to provide a specialized service for our customers that they can rely on to reduce risk and ensure success in meeting the business needs. And our service offerings can assist, enable, and add value, which include advisory, expert training, and managed services.
Lovely, Anne. Thanks very much. And maybe you might just tell me a little bit about big data. Like, we hear an awful lot about it now, and it seems to be, you know, data is only four letters, but it seems to just be gone ginormous now. So tell us a little bit about why we should embrace data, why we should be excited about it, and crucially, why do we need to manage it so much nowadays?
There's so much that we do on a daily basis that we can collect data from. So, of course, our main product, the database, can manage all that there. And once you have a good database in place, you can use that data to present it for information for a wide range of aspects, whether it's just your normal day-to-day reporting needs or you want to perform data analysis on it or use machine learning algorithms. Just to get more information out of your data that you might not always see, this is where the trend, you can spot trend lines or do forecasting and just make that data appear more visually better for users. And it just helps companies then take that on board and just move their, whatever their vision is for that company, just drive it on board. So it's very important to have, and it's a big asset for any firm.
And just yourself, you know, what attracted your attention to it, you know? Like, you know, what made you consider, I think I'll go and work in that. That seems exciting. Why is it exciting to you?
For me personally, I love problem solving and I love working with people who have specific needs or just a general business inquiry. And I like working with my clients on one-to-one, and I have a wide variety of clients. So I can dabble in different areas of whether it's postal services or financial services or travel services. I have gained that knowledge in their business, and I just find it so rewarding that I can help them bring to the picture what they actually need.
And do you get a sense then when you're working with your clients that, you know, they're quite surprised about what the data tells them about their business, or is a lot of it confirmatory?
Yeah, there is the odd time where they're like, oh, I didn't know that. And you're like, you think to yourself, well, that's great. I've brought that, you know, to them. I brought that to their attention. There's a lot of times, yes, where the users do know their data. So that's always good to have, because who knows the data better than their own company. So they're able to tell us what they would like to see out of it a bit more. And that's the key aspect. So they know, users will know their data, but they don't know it well enough. And that's where we go in and delve deep into pulling that out and extracting that out for them.
And when you look at the future of this particular part of the IT sector, you know, yes, it has great growth potential, but where do you see it going?
That's a very open-ended question.
I know, and it's a tough one, I know, but I'm just, yeah. And I'm not saying we're going to come back to you in 10 years' time and say, oh, you were wrong about that, or you were right about that. But I suppose we're always curious, no matter what industry we're looking at, like, you know, where's it all going? You know, like...
It depends.
Go ahead.
It really depends on the business, you know. Everybody has different needs. So where one company will see themselves in 10 years is totally different from somebody else. So it's about finding the right fit of solution now for them, so they can, like, we'll always help them and drive them in delivering the solution that suits the need, not just right now, but long term. And that has been our goal and my goal whenever I go in and help bring a solution to the client, that it's not just a solution for now, that it's a solution for the next 5 years that they can depend on.
Mm-hmm.
So to say something that's in the next 10 years, it's very hard, because there's just so much out there, and it's exciting that there is so much out there and to get involved with. So
brilliant. And just, I suppose, and I suppose what I'm hearing saying that you're kind of coming in with a solution that, you know, is potentially very adaptive to the environment as the companies, you know, your clients working on. So I suppose then you're kind of saying that's the joy in it, you know what I mean? It's not a finite solution that you're, you know, working with your clients on. It's just the solution for right now, and then as technologies improve or the direction of the company changes, mm-hmm. then that can take a more of an adaptive approach then. So would you have seen, say, working with companies, you know, that they have kind of, you know, they're starting to move in quite different directions, even from the data that they have been able to, tap into?
Yes, absolutely. I've had a number of clients that have come from older systems and we're moving them onto the newer, exciting applications out there, and even onto the cloud. And again, there's all the challenges around that there, but it's working with them, and it's getting to them to understand and trust us, mm-hmm. As well as much as, like, giving them the solution. So there is a lot out there, and it is fun and exciting to see what is out there and what's coming as well.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to bring in Grace, but I'm going to come back to you, Anne, in a few minutes, because I want to explore, you know, your add-on role as a graduate officer, but we're going to come back to that. Is that okay? So just to bring yourself in there, Grace, can you tell us a little bit about the people and the culture of Vertice?
Thanks, Siobhan. So with regards to the people, so we have approximately 24 people working in Vertice. Some positions held within the company would be data engineers, principal DBAs, senior data analysts, principal data architects, and business analysts. With regards to the culture, so collaboration is at the heart of this great business culture. It was founded by Tony Cassidy, who's our CEO. Tony has 18 years of experience and insight into the provision of Oracle solutions. So he has worked extensively in the business intelligence, enterprise performance management, data integration, and Oracle application areas. And from there has built on this company. And just coming back to what I've mentioned with regards to the great business and heart of the culture is around collaboration. Our culture is all about giving employees a sense of purpose. We support our employees. We offer many opportunities for personal development. Whilst working in a friendly environment, we also know how to have fun. The culture is about feelings, behaviours, and meaningful relationships. So we promote an open, honest environment, which involves trust and respect, but it's driven from the top down. And Tony is part of that from the day to day.
Brilliant. You might speak to, you know, when we were we were having a bit of a pre-chat before we pressed record there, Grace, and we were discussing about the graduate role. So I think you're going to open up later in semester one. Am I correct on that?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. So our program is, our intake is going to happen twice yearly. So in October and May is when we're going to recruit and hold interviews. So we will be in a position to finalise all of the graduate roles, but it will open at later in semester one is correct.
So we might just have a look at the typical graduate roles now. As we said, you're going to start off, say, you're going twice yearly. So some, you know, some of these roles may come, you know, later in the academic year or earlier, but just kind of maybe talk about maybe some of the typical graduate entry roles that you're planning to intake over, say, the next 12 months, just to kind of give it its broadest feel there at the moment.
No problem. So we have a number of upcoming roles. We will have a number of upcoming roles across all areas of the business. From the technical side, they will include data analytics, data science, data engineers as well. We'll also be looking at business analysts. So there is a wide range that will be coming up over the course of the next year.
And when we look at some of those roles, there some of them are quite specific discipline areas. But, you know, there would be a number of, say, degrees out there that would have an emphasis on analytics, or they would have modules in that area, and maybe not part of the degree name title. So is it something that people can kind of go in at maybe a lower level and kind of develop, or do you need people coming in at a very high level to begin with?
No, we wouldn't be looking at people coming in at a very high level. I think with regards to the opportunities that we have within Vertice, it'll all depend, I suppose, on where the graduate feels and where we can lead them on from there. You know, we've a number of opportunities with regards to where they will go. Like, the graduate program will span over 2 years, and during this time, the graduates will be exposed to various aspects of the company, along with training, which will be provided. So the graduates will work with our colleagues. Our colleagues have different skills and knowledge, and they will help and develop and progress along the program as well.
Brilliant. I might just bring yourself back in there, Anne, and maybe you could tell me a little bit more about your role as a graduate officer. What does that mean in Vertice?
So I've taken on the graduate officer role, and it just means that they have a dedicated person who they can go to if they have any issues or problems over the graduate program. And I will be there as well with them on a weekly basis, so that they can touch in base with me if there's anything wrong. But it's just having that one person there that they can report into that makes them feel comfortable and just helps them then develop themselves within Vertice and help them shape their own career as well.
Okay, that's fantastic. And why do you want to do something like that? You know, why do you think, you know, it is important?
It's important for me. Well, it holds a bit close to my heart. I started out in a graduate program within the company. So to come from the program to now, I'd like to bring on the future, the graduates that come into the company. So I really enjoy that, and I really enjoy meeting new people and seeing what aspects and what they can bring to us.
Brilliant. And it is lovely, because when you have been in a graduate program, you often might say, I would have loved if this was there or that was there, or I had somebody to go to and, you know, kind of, you know, ask what that seemingly bit kind of maybe not so high powered question, you know what I mean, often is. And sometimes people don't like to ask what they perceive as to be kind of too basic a question. And, you know, there is no question too basic. What would you say to your undergraduate self there, Anne? You know, somebody that's in final year or doing a postgrad now at the moment, and, you know, they're looking at, say, someone like Vertice, and, you know, Grace did quite rightly speak about culture and people, and it's important. So if we think about those soft skills, Anne, and you're thinking about that undergraduate self, what would you like to share with graduates considering looking at Vertice?
So anyone who's interested in problem solving, working with a team, again, all those soft skills, but an openness to learn new things and just getting involved and just have a real general positive attitude to bring, because like we spoke about it, but technology is changing and there's new applications that come in. So people who want to come along with us in that journey is always key.
And when you think about, say, the, you know, that in this space that Vertice is in, and just the general, the IT world in general, there's quite a lot of, you know, we'll call them more niche areas now than, say, there once was, you know. So if people are kind of looking at this, the space around data management, data analytics, business analytics and stuff like that, you know, what could somebody kind of think about if they're, you know, thinking about developing their career, or certainly their early career, that graduate program, that part of, you know, what would be important to consider when considering applying to Vertice?
So, sticking with all the niche areas, I think it's great to have a niche area. You know, you'll be solely focused. But then what our graduate program offers, and one of the key aspects and which undergraduates should consider, is that we are going to offer different flavors of the business to the graduate during their 2 years. So whether they might be solely focused on data analytics, something in data science could catch their mind, and they could take off with that, and then that's a skill that they might not have known that they wanted to flourish or bring out in themselves, but more and will be there to help bring that with them. So
brilliant, because I suppose one of the things I suppose that's striking me, that you know a lot of companies may want somebody who has a data analytics background or an interest in it, but that mightn't be their core business, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. They just want to use the services of, a bit like your clients, you know, they just want to use the services of. So whereas actually Vertice, this is their meat and potatoes all day, every day, is looking at data and how it can be used to make a business flourish more. So from that perspective, there could be great energy in working with a lot of people with a very similar background, you know. So there could be you know, great ways to kind of progress the career in this particular area. So might just bring yourself in, Grace, if that's okay with you now. So tell me a little bit more. I know that, you know, things aren't completely set in stone about the selection process, but can you bring us through a typical selection process with Vertice? Is it a CV or is it an application form? You know, will it be a virtual interview and so on? If you can kind of give us even the broad strokes.
Yeah, of course. So the virtual hub, so we will have a link in there. Interested candidates can click on the link and apply, and there's full information with regards to the business and the people and the application process in there as well. In terms of who we're looking for, like, we're looking for graduates who can collaborate and develop with diverse perspectives, so bringing a fresh new approach and new ideas. And touched on it there as well, like people who are open and willingness to show to help and show initiatives, you know, to people who are positive, involved, you know, in teamwork. There's so much with regards to what we can offer as well. And, you know, in terms of the portal, we have everything listed in there. And it's just a simple process of just click on the link, it bring you in and you can upload your CV from there.
Brilliant. And is it technical interviews or problem solving interviews or competency based interviews? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Of course. So it'll be a mixture of technical and competency based interviews. So nothing too hard, nothing to worry about. But it'll focus more on the technical side. But there will be competency based questions in there as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. So listen, I just might wrap it up. I just maybe want to come back to yourself there, Grace. And maybe you may have already given us, you've given us plenty of tips. I'm not doubting you for a minute. But if you were to pick out maybe something you've already said or something you want to add now, either is fine or both is fine. What would be your, say, top tip for anyone considering applying to Vertees?
Well, it was just to start that, Siobhan. We are very keen and excited to open our doors to graduates. Vertees graduates will have the opportunity to work with us where they'll feel valued, given responsibility, and have the potential to progress. Whilst we are a small team, we're experts in our field. We have so much knowledge and experience to share with graduates. We see that smaller offices mean a tighter knit teams, which connections are more beneficial on a personal and professional level. A close-knit working environment can ease the pressure for graduates who are new to the working world and find it easier to ask questions and to soak up the information. My tips would be around tailor your application to showcase specifically that you're a great fit for the programme, demonstrate your passion and your commitment through your experiences, and it'll leave a positive impression on both your application and your interview.
Brilliant. And yourself, Anne, what would your top tips be?
So as someone who's gone through the graduate applications and a graduate programme, my top would probably be just showcase your skills and highlight those, and then have a good openness and willingness to take part within teams and have a great initiative and a good positive attitude.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you so much for that. As I said at the very beginning, you're coming to the virtual recruitment fair. Your applications will open up later in the year, but it's a great opportunity for students maybe to come along, book in a video conversation or chat on the day with yourselves, and I suppose unpack a little bit further what we've discussed today. And I'm sure there's people maybe with more technical queries for yourselves in around the technical aspects of the role. So listen, I think people have got a great insight into yourselves today, and for those who are curious to find out a little bit more, we'll hope they come along to your stall on the virtual recruitment. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Siobhan.